This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been hearing a lot about a case that happened in northeastern Pennsylvania over the weekend. A 32-year-old man was killed, shot in the head, according to this story from the Daily Wire, after he allegedly made the request to die for the sake of a bizarre belief in the reptilian nature of his cult leader. Barbara Rogers is the accused. And so we thought we would reach out to the woman who is being called the cult leader so we could find out more about her opinions on this case, who she is and who she isn't. This is Sherry Schreiner with us on WILK. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. First of all, before we get into this specific incident, can you give me a little bit of your background and how you came to the belief system that you have these days?
Well, you know, I was born in a Christian home. I went to a Christian high school, Christian college. I attended Liberty University. I worked on their radio station staff there. Graduated from Kent State University. I was in journalism and political science. And you know, the Lord pulled me out of broadcasting on, and he said he wanted me to speak to the nations. And so, you know, it's just a long path. I'm 51 years old, so I've been around the block a little while.
Yeah, so you and I are like contemporaries because we're about the same age.
Yeah, you know, and so the whole thing with Steve, I took very hard because he was just a couple years, you know, older than one of my kids. So, you know, when she came around and I realized how dangerous she was, I was just trying to protect him. I was trying to tell him, this woman's dangerous, and he wouldn't listen. He got very irate, thought I was disrespecting his wife. He's one of these New Jersey Italians. Just very, you know, hot-tempered, but a very sweet kid at the same time.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Steve. How do you say his last name?
Mineo.
Yeah, it looks a little bit different than it's spelled.
Yeah.
Mineo, okay. When did you first encounter Steve Mineo?
I've known him for about 7 years. He was one of the first people that joined. When I went to Facebook, put up a Facebook page, something I said I would never do, he was one of the first people that joined it. So I'm thinking about 2010, 2011, somewhere around there.
All right. And what brought him to your Facebook page? What did you two share in common?
Well, you know, he ran a Truth Seeker blog online. He was in the Truther movement. And I do a lot of exposing government black ops and secret projects and things like that. And so we just had a lot of shared interests at the time.
Okay. And have you ever met him, Sherry? Or how well do you know him? Did you talk to him on the phone or anything like that?
No, just online.
Just online.
That's why her whole story implodes, because, you know, I can go through the evidence itself speaks for itself. You know, her first story from coming out of Pennsylvania right over there was that he was being bullied and harassed, and he wanted her to kill him. First of all, she used her military issue 45 Glock. She was in the military. She retired from the military, I believe, or she got out early on a pension. And she had no problem shooting him. She pointed it right to his head and blew his head off. He didn't need her help. He was on the shooting range, just had his own guns. He was almost at sniper level. The whole story, I'm just a frail little girl, and you know, it just falls apart. When she met Steve, this is a 42-year-old woman. She played off like she was 20-year-old little sweet thing. I highly doubt he knew she was 42 years old. And she had a mile of makeup on. If you saw her pictures online, she looks like a cutesy little young 20-something. At no time does she look like a 42-year-old woman with any kind of responsibilities until you see her mugshot.
Well, this this woman, Barbara Rogers, she originally was from Florida, and somehow she came to the Poconos. Do you know when these two met and what the nature of their relationship is, as you understand it?
He met her online. I don't know how. I don't know how they met. They met online. He didn't know her very long. And he started telling us that he found the woman of his dreams. He'd have been praying for the girl of his dreams for a long time. And, you know, at the time, we were all very happy for him. Found the woman of his dreams. He was happier than a bug in a rug. Seemed to love her a lot. We didn't know anything about her. I didn't know anything about her. And when he finally brought her into our chat group, it was the first time I even knew what her name was. And then he's saying, "Oh, we're gonna marry to each other, be married to each other, but not make it legal." First red flag. Why not marry him if you're so much in love and this is your dream girl? She's probably married to somebody else. Because I was already having issues at this point because she had several profiles on Facebook that she was denying that was hers, that I knew was hers. I even had a crime scene detective retired go through the two different profiles and state, this is the same person.
Now, why would you go to that length, though, Sherry? Why would you go to that length to find out who she was?
I love Steve, and I just could tell you, it's a mother's instinct, whatever you want to call it. I was always kind of motherly to him, that this woman was no good. This girl was no good. And so we started watching her. And she was making these posts about craving raw meat. And the picture she posted was not like something steak tartare in a five-star restaurant, which I would think is repulsive anyway, because, you know, in the Bible, raw meat would be an abomination. Ingesting blood's an abomination. She's trying to say she's a Christian girl. What Christian girl goes around ingesting raw hamburger meat?
All right, what are you saying she is then?
She's a witch. She is a practicing Wiccan witch, and there's a lot of other things that gets involved with her. She had a vampire demon in her that I sense very strongly. And when I called her out on these things, called Stephen out, he just threw a complete tirade. He was so angry. It was a whole nother level. Destroyed our friendship because I was trying to protect him from her. The picture she posted online was from a Wiccan website. It had an egg on top of it, a pile of feces beside it, which is very common for Satanist group. They eat feces. They drink urine. It was just screaming. And then her other profile that she was claiming wasn't her was of a witch looking at a moon. And you look through the website, and it's about blood and gore. And all these her friends on there were witches. You could, you know, they go out about the moon. It's all telltale signs of Wiccan and witchcraft. And when I called her on that, he became very, because I wouldn't talk to her direct. I refused to at this. I never talked to her. So the whole thing was she was stating that, oh, they're bullying us, you're harassing us. How do you do that to an online friendship? You just unfriend somebody and move on. I never even had one conversation with this woman. I refused to talk to her. And so she got irate that I would only talk to Steve. Well, Steve, I'd known for quite a while. I'd developed a relationship with Steve. I love Steve.
The investigator, Stephen Williams of the Pocono Mountain Regional Police Department, said apparently both of these individuals, Barbara and Steve, belong to a cult. And that would be you, Sherry.
Yeah, I know. They always try to They always try to say, oh, she's a cult.
Well, are you a cult or not?
No, I'm not a cult.
Okay, what do you think the definition of a cult is, and why do you think you're not a cult, and where do you think that this notion that you are a cult came from?
That's because they want to condescend and slander me. They've always been trying to defame me and make me look bad. I'm just a Christian. I love the Lord. I serve the Lord. They want to make all Christians look bad and crazy, call them all cults. It's just another psyop of theirs. I expose their psyops, I'm getting my own.
Okay, when you found out about this event, did you find out on Saturday?
I found out, yeah. Whenever that Pennsylvania report came out, somebody sent me a link, and we were just shocked. I was just floored. Because I kept warning him, she's going to kill you, she's going to destroy you, she's going to kill you and move on. this isn't her first time she's killed somebody, and that's why I hope the police investigate this, because...
You know, that's you have to be careful when you say stuff like that.
I know. Sure. Well, they need to investigate her, because she has a past in Kentucky that's very well hidden, and two men missing. Anybody that could hold up a gun to some kid's head and pull the trigger is not new at it.
When you found out that you were tied to this somehow, what did you do anything in order to protect yourself?
You know, I have the Lord. I have the Lord. He protects me. That's all I have. That's all I need. They've been trying to kill me for 20 years. I'm still alive. You know, I've had several heart attacks. I've been poisoned many times. I hardly have a stomach left because they've poisoned me so much that the inner lining is almost gone. You know, I've been speaking out and exposing our New World Order satanic government for years to child trafficking, the Satanism, the witchcraft. I expose it all.
In this report, which I guess was collaborated from Daily Wire and the Scranton Times Tribune, you are called the leader of an esoteric cult. And I'll just read to you some of what they wrote. The group is fixated with the conspiratorial idea of a new age alien agenda coming to true form through apocalyptic events prophesized in the book of Revelation. Is that accurate?
Well, let me explain this. The New World Order, when you know, they say, oh, the New World Order doesn't exist. George Bush Sr. announced the formation of a New World Order in 1990, right before the Iraqi invasion. And when he announced that, I knew that this was what was going to bring in the Antichrist. You know, if you've read Revelation chapter 13, the book of Revelation, you have the coming of Antichrist, false prophet. And so I started getting involved exposing this new world order that George Bush Sr. was announcing. And the Lord told me, this is where it's heading. And he showed me the alien agenda attached to that. And so I termed it the New Age Alien Agenda, because it was the one that would piggyback the New World Order agenda into power. And it would be the last regime on Earth that heralds in the Antichrist and false prophet.
Within this system of beliefs, you believe that there is an underworld of reptilians who are infiltrating high levels of power, including Hollywood and also politics, right?
Oh, sure. I've been posting YouTube videos on my sites for years. You can go to YouTube and type in reptilian shapeshifter, celebrity shapeshifters, celebrity vampires. I mean, it's just all coming out. They can't hide it anymore. With the merging of the dimensions, people are beginning to see these beings exist in people. They're shapeshifting. They're morphing.
Have you ever seen a reptilian?
You know, a reptilian is just when Lucifer fell in the Garden of Eden and was cursed to be a snake, Genesis 3:15, it affected all of the angels that fell with him. And so this whole reptilian thing is just fallen angels.
Okay, but do you have, like, have you ever seen it in person happen?
In person, no.
Okay.
Not with my, on TV, yes. I've gotten phone calls with the hissing.
Who's that? You have caller ID. Do you know who they are?
Actually, it's just a weird thing of numbers, and they call and they give me death threats and stuff. So, you know, it's my life's been a zoo. Ever since when you take on Satan's kingdom, it's going to come at you full force, and it has.
And you know that one of the parts of this reporting, Sherry, is that according to Barbara Rogers, Stephen thought that you were actually a reptilian.
I know. I thought that was hilarious because her online bullying thing imploded because I'd never spoken to her and I hadn't talked to Steve since May. So, how, you know, they're the ones making hate videos about me. How am I harassing them? They were harassing me. Interestingly, we called her a reptile, so she's calling us, me back, a reptile because she's the one that had pictures with slit eyes. You know, I'm calling a spade a spade. I've been exposing this stuff for 20 years. Barb Rogers tries to come around, pull Steve away from us so she could kill him, and that's exactly what she did, and I warned him about that. So who's the crazy one?
And you're saying that this is not something that just kind of sprung up like a heat-of-the-moment thing. You're saying that this was a meticulous plotting.
This was premeditated. His last video She encoded his own murder in the video. Did you see that video I posted on my Facebook?
Yeah, I did. And I had a hard time figuring it out. I know it has something to do with backward masking of Elvis Presley's return to center and her hand appearing with some sort of blackness in it.
Yeah, the signal she gives at the end, she's putting in the envelope, return to sender, and she holds her hand up in the phallus position in Wiccan. That's a phallus position, the thumbs up. She's returning his penis to the sender. In other words, she's returning him back home to his creator, his father.
Sherry, to most people who don't really think like this, this all sounds pretty crazy.
Well, you know, when you learn it as you go, because that's what I've had to do because I didn't grow up in this kind of stuff, it all makes sense. If you look at the video, I teach you step by step what she's doing. You know, if you're looking at it from the outside in, everything's going to seem crazy until you start doing some research.
Before I let you go, you have thoughts about Donald Trump that I'm not sure where they lie, but you seem to think that he not part of the New World Order, in your opinion?
He's a placeholder.
What does that mean?
That means that, you know, Obama represented the Bush Clinton faction New World Order, that whole group that was running the satanic New World Order. And the new regime that's coming in under the Paris Accord agreements was buried in there, and that was what Trump was against. He was trying to hold off on. Had nothing to do with global climate change. What was buried in the Paris Climate Accord was GESERA, the Global Economic Security and Reformation Act, which revalues all the world's currencies. He's the placeholder to make that happen. And then what they claim, this whole New Age agenda claims, is that Trump will be impeached and Paul Ryan will take over as president.
Where was Mike Pence?
Mike Pence is irrelevant because he's of the old regime with Trump, and they're going to bring in Paul Ryan as the president and supposedly talking about bringing in General Dunford as the vice president. This is how crazy it gets. And so Trump was never brought in to be a president to last for a full term.
Well, now, was he brought in or was he elected?
He was. You know what? I asked the Lord about that, and the Lord told me he got 85% of the votes.
So what does that means that this is the people's candidate, though,
this
right?
This is the people's candidate. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying to this Chinese-backed, run, New Age alien regime, how can you take out President Trump when he was so largely elected, because the polls were all lies and wrong, and put in Ryan, who's a, you know, I won't even tell you on your show what I'll say on my show. I won't say it on yours. I do not like the man. And replace Trump with Paul Ryan, who, you know, most people hate if they had two pennies in their pockets. They'd hate the guy. He's a slime.
Sherry, I have to let you go because we're out of time, but you have a show that people can hear, right?
Yes, I'm on at noon, blogtalkradio.com/SherryTalkRadio.
Okay, and we invite people to do that. Has law enforcement contacted you from Pennsylvania yet?
No. Mm-mm.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I haven't talked to anybody. They have a script. They want to go with the script that Sherry Shrine is a reptile and she's a cult and we're going to blame it on her. They've done this before. This is round two for me.
All right. Sherry Shriner, thanks for sparing the time for us today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.